Good morning. We continue to Yodam Klal Gimel, and we're learning Simon Yod Aleph, where he talks about the mechitzas of the Beis Hakisei. So he Chayyim continues and says, "Rafilu a Beis Hakisei chadosh rakshes min la Beis Hakisei also likreis besoichay." Reading inside of the Beis Hakisei, obviously we understand that's obvious that that's also. What about a case where your person is building a house, and you have a room which is designated as the Beis Hakisei? It's never been used yet. So it doesn't have any tzoya, it doesn't have any element of disgust to it yet, but it's a place which has been designated to be the basic kisei. So as soon as that room is put up, even before they put the toilet in, that room would have a dinner basic kisei, and one is not allowed to read in that room. That's a dinner abonim. But a person cannot read kriya shema b'soicha. The Mishnah Berurah does say, however, in that situation, here with the Torah is mutter. So as opposed to in the basic kisei, where a person is not allowed to think in words of Torah, besides speech, but even hearer is aser, in this basic kisei chadosh, that's not true. Basic kisei yashan al bishah pinim mimenu hatzoya dinu ke basic kisei. Basic kisei yashan, which has been cleaned out, so it's still dinu ke basic kisei. The person has a room which they're converting from a basic kisei to something else. So obviously they have to remove the toilets, etc. But even after that, they have to do some ma'isa to be mishan of the room. Otherwise, until that point in time, still has a lot of a basic kisei. Now he discusses a lot of merchats. But before I go back, I just wanted to point out one more example we had before of the issue of the basic kisei. A person is renovating their home, and they take out the old toilet, or they have a problem with the toilet, and they have to replace it. They put it out on the lawn to be picked up by the city government, which does pick up. So that basically that has a din of tzaya to it, and people which are walking by but have halachic issues in regards to divrei Torah, divrei tefillah within the Alei Rames, and according to the opinion of the Rosh, since it's visible, will be problematic. So a person has to be aware if they're walking in that situation. They have to be careful. Just like you mentioned, the person has to be careful if they see a portable toilet. They're doing construction. Many times the construction workers have a portable toilet outside of the house, which allows them, outside of the building, which allows them to relieve themselves when they need to. So that's a problem. This would be a similar issue as well. He moves on to the Lach of Americans. So the most common issue, place where you have such a concept nowadays, would be a mikveh which has showers. So because they have showers there, so there is the heat which is sent up. The heat combines with the zuma of the people, their sweatiness and their dirt, etc. And it creates an area which has the halachic equivalent of a basic kisei. Now, he just talks about there's three areas in that. There's the outside room where people come in fully clothed. There's the middle area which people get undressed. So some people are dressed, some people are undressed. And then there's the inner area where people are not clothed at all. So the Bayezim Soy, there's an Isser of Divrei Torah, where a person is allowed to be Mahar but Divrei Torah in the middle area. Obviously not connected erva. He's allowed to be mahar in divrei Torah, even connected erva. But then he says a person can greet somebody with the word shalom. Hashem's name is shalom. Hashem, that the person, one of the names of a kodesh baruch Hu is shalom. So there's the law says that in a basic kisei or a basic merchatz, a person should not speak in a basic kisei in general. In a basic merchatz, a person is allowed to speak, but they cannot greet somebody with the word shalom. However, in the bias panimi, they can do so. So they can mahar in the presence of people which are unclothed. By erva, the isser is deeper. Is layer erva's dover. So Chazal darshan by erva, as opposed to by tsoya, the isser is only deeper, but here is mutter. Regards to giving shalom, since you're not giving the shalom to using it to refer to Hashem's name, so it's going to be mutter in that place, but arguably when it's directly in presence of somebody who is not dressed, A person should greet the person not with using the same name, Hashem's name of Shalom. Okay? In the outer area, Sarah, everything is mutter. So a person can dive in there, etc. The Chayyolim continues and discusses the issue of Reich Ra, which we will talk about in the next siman. And again, I want to reiterate that our time frame of starting Hilchos Shabbos has been delayed. We do not have a clear time frame as of yet. And meanwhile, have a good day.